and fiscal cliffs, part of what we're talking about in this hour of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great week so far. If not, we're on the downward slide. Once you get past hump day, it's all blue skies. Well, sort of, because we live in a world where people work crazy hours and crazy amounts of jobs and sometimes work on the weekends and flip that schedule. One of the best schedules I ever had, I had off Monday and Tuesday. Why? Because when you run around doing errands, nobody's around. There's no traffic, and on the weekend, it's kind of chill anyway. It's a little more relaxed no matter where you work. I bet it's a little bit quieter, we'll say, than during the normal hours. There's nothing normal about this controversy. It's a crazy thing. You have a CEO who runs an enormously successful company that offers the alternative to the hamburger, comes up with brilliant ad campaigns, the people that they hire to do that, Eat Moe Chicken. You see Chick-fil-A ads all over the place, billboards especially, but sponsoring professional teams and, you know, you name it, and you've seen the chicken probably somewhere. 1,600 restaurants. And Dan Cathy talked to a religious newspaper, a Baptist media organization, and talking about his traditional family values, said that he supported traditional families, not gay marriage. That comment swirled around on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. And it turned into a full-blown national controversy where politicians weighed in and said you should ban the chicken if they already had the franchises. And others said, let's not get Chick-fil-A in our city. And that means the mayors of Philadelphia, of Washington, of San Francisco, of Chicago, of Boston. In Boston, they don't have a Chick-fil-A. And they're supposed to get one. The mayor there, Tom Menino, is saying, nah, we don't want the chicken. Let's ban the chicken because the chicken doesn't represent who we are in Boston. Nice that the mayor speaks for every demographic. Guarantee that there are lots of people who don't support gay marriage. And here's the key little thing in this. Are there gay people who work for Chick-fil-A? Oh, I bet. Is it a restaurant that doesn't serve gay people or is anti-gay from that perspective? Nope. I think it was all just about the marriage thing for him anyway. What happened is that many people decided to protest at Chick-fil-A restaurants. They were holding a kiss-in, going to restaurants on the same day when other people were going to order food and supposedly kissing. And also asking people to boycott Chick-fil-A, then take the money they would have used and donate it to one of the gay organizations out there pushing gay marriage. What happened was the chicken won, in a sense, because so many people turned out in lots of areas to eat Chick-fil-A. How many millions were rung in, I would love to know. I would love to know. You had drive-thrus that looped around twice in buildings and ran out onto streets. You had people who jammed the restaurant or restaurants. So a lot of people supporting the free speech, the right to free speech of Dan Cathy. Isn't that interesting? And I wonder how much more or how many legs this thing has. It could become it could become bigger. And is this a sign of what we could see in this upcoming election? You know, there's kind of this, because we live in a Twitter, Facebook world of texting everybody, there's not a lot of conversation that goes on. And what is the bottom line about American culture? If you say you're tolerant, then you have to tolerate comments like Cathy's, where he doesn't support gay marriage. But it swelled across the country. Dozens of groups joined in to support the company. And there were others who protested just as hard, just as equally, to be sure. Here's what one of the patrons had to say about Chick-fil-A and the reason they were there.
Our thoughts are their thoughts, and vice versa. We're very strong on family.
We support Chick-fil-A in their stand on family values, and that we support them primarily as a private business with their own opinions and their ability to do business the way that they see fit.
And there you go. She said it. She nailed my opinion. It's a private business. If he wants to speak about his, when he's interviewed, about how, what he believes in marriage and in religion, because that's the whole thing. Sundays are closed, Chick-fil-A's, so it's pretty obvious. And when we get right to it, I say it again, the chicken wins. Are you listening to this and saying, I will never eat at Chick-fil-A again? I mean, how many people are absolutely turned off by Chick-fil-A? You know, the thought when this first happened was, oh my gosh, how many people are going to boycott Chick-fil-A? They're going to have trouble. They're not having any trouble. They're just fine. Let me throw out the digits as we start here and set the table. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, there are a bunch of other things I think worth chewing on right at the top. And among them is the ridiculousness of proof in the pudding, what's going on in the government when it comes to the General Services Administration. So the Hill trots out some sacrificial lambs to go before them and talk about what they're doing at the GSA. Now, it's just a little bit too late, I think, for people who want blood, because in bonuses alone, it turns out, somewhere in the neighborhood of $44 million was paid out to GSA employees. I was stunned when I heard some of the stories. Stories like a guy who makes $79,000 but got a bonus of $120,000. That is a juicy bonus. That is a good bonus. Then there is the story of the guy who got $115,000 in overtime. Who gets that, I ask you? How much overtime have any of you listening to this show made? How much overtime have you ever made? Izzy in Missouri. She's had all kinds of interesting jobs. On the beat. Sometimes when you're a cop, you get extra money for working security someplace else or just even on the job. But $115,000? I don't think so. I don't think so. That's a lot. And the bonuses were like that. At some of these conventions, they'd hand out thousands of dollars. Like, almost like it was a multi-level marketing convention. You know, when people rise up through the ranks and they earn certain things? That's what it's like. 77 conference. I mean, what are they doing? Did they ever just meet in the office and try to get rid of some of the federal properties? Whew. We're punting. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me.
We're not quite done, even though we have the dulcet tones of Nora Jones, with the GSA just yet. You know, the GSA staff makes up 1% of the total federal workforce, so how is it that the bonuses were worth 10% of all government bonuses? Was there, like, no oversight? Obviously, there was no oversight. $44 million in bonuses. $44 million, that's what one television station in Washington is reporting. Whew. Those figures are just astounding. And the GSA is scrambling. I mean, they are scrambling for the exits, probably, because there's massive deficiencies. I mean, performance awards in response to what? There are so many buildings that could have been sold, that could have been dealt with, that weren't dealt with in the last probably decade. And then what's interesting is right now the GSA is in training. They have training conferences Tuesday to Thursday. It's for banks investing in the agency's smart pay system, but also invites a whole bunch of people, official types, within the GSA. And the Nashville conference is probably going to be just completely an attack that's tailor-made for what's happening. I mean, okay, everybody's away. They're at the, we're in Nashville at Opryland. There's some overspending for you. We have to go away. We have to have a drumming team-building event. Cynthia Metzler, I would not want to be her, is the Chief Administrative Services Officer. So she says they're doing what they can to reform. She didn't say can. They're reforming. They canceled 37 conferences. They're conducting a top-to-bottom review. But she did say, oh, yes, there's been a pattern of mismanagement. And it has to stop. You think it has to stop? Millions of dollars. Unreal. In Washington, 2 years ago, 3,700 people got bonuses averaging for at least $1,000 apiece at the conference. At least $1,000. What I love best of all is, wouldn't you love this job? So you could be one of the guys that got $100,000 in overtime, or you could just be somebody who's in the middle and you get to go to all these cool conferences, but you don't have to turn any receipts for whatever you claim. They weren't taking receipts from people. How's that? How do you do an expense report and you don't have receipts? You could just make up anything, which is probably why people got so much money. It's ridiculous. Unbelievable. I started to think about this story earlier in the day, and I was going through the recesses of my mind as to what kind of bonuses I've gotten. Never $115,000, but I did work for somebody in my second job out of college at KTSM in El Paso, Texas. And Carl Weiler, I still remember his name, was the eccentric guy who owned the station. It was a television station. I was an anchor reporter. And check this out. What he did was, whatever your salary was, which would probably be good if you were making decent money, whatever your salary was, you got that paycheck for Christmas. So you got a free paycheck, in other words, an extra paycheck. I thought that was a pretty good bonus. Because you just, it was automatic. You could just count on it. Oh, here's that bonus for you. Now, you're lucky in broadcasting if they give you a turkey. Or they throw a party. And trust me, all of them have cut back. I have a friend that works at Fox. They say they used to do a huge blowout at the Beverly Hills Hilton. Kind of like the GSA, handing out bonuses and awards and all this kind of stuff. Now they meet at a pizza parlor in Sherman Oaks. That's what happens. But the GSA, they're not worried about it. Oh, we don't need your stinking receipts. Just go ahead. Have a good time. When you go to that conference, then we've got one that's coming up in Aruba. They just need to start all over. They just need to fold them. Fold the organization and start all over. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-K. Can you even remember the biggest bonus that you ever got? In the private sector, yes, certainly there are people who have gotten, who get big bonuses. A lot of times they're in sales, so it's tied to the sales. Or you're an attorney and then it's your end of the year bonus because you've made up the salary. But man, I have never heard of anything like the GSA. I mean, never. And the fact that they just kept doing it over and over and over again and they just weren't even worried, because they were like in a closet somewhere. The amount of people of the making up 1% of the workforce. So they're in a closet, nobody's paying attention, and they're taking full-on advantage. Big time. All right, speaking of taking advantage, I'm going to seg into something else here quickly, because I know a lot of you are watching the Olympics. So we're going to talk about the Olympics in our, I promise, we're going to get to the Olympics by the end of the hour. I will give you one little tidbit. My tidbit is, if you're keeping counts of the medals, the Chinese have 30. We have 29. So we're just trailing by one at this point. That's a good thing. It was a decent day for the Americans. But, boy, they need to pump up the volume. I mean, pump up the volume. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hello, John.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to comment on the guy earlier who was going, big Ron Paul fan.
Yes.
I agree with you. He does make a whole lot of sense you know, he wants to reel in all the government and all that. What makes him unelectable is his political stance with foreign matters. You know, we can,
yes.
He wants to be an isolationist. That's
yeah.
what made him unelectable.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with him on all of his, you know, we need to reel in the government. We need to get back on the gold standard. You know, we need to quit making, you know, fake monopoly money, all that. But just, you know, the way it worked out when we did become isolationists, you see what happened with the world wars and all that. That was the, I thought that was his crutch or whatever you want to call it, his main problem with being electable.
Yeah, that's why the Marshall Plan, you made a great point. If you go back to, in our history, World Wars and what happened there. If we, you know this, John, because we do have lots of exports. That makes us thrive and survive. And plus, from that point, from the commerce point of view, but also from the I got your back point of view, we couldn't shut that door, no
you
way.
You can't leave all your allies hanging. In the
no.
Hand.
Yep.
It's what made him unelectable.
Yeah.
I like Romney. I'll wind up voting for Romney just because Obama has made such a botch of it. There were so many things he could have done, and he just bungled it all, and he just made politics of it all, and it was pretty pathetic. He doesn't do the what kills me in politics is they don't do the easy things because it's politics. They set the debate with people who are going to give them money, like the insurance thing, if they just open it up over state borders. Such an easy fix. Drives down everybody's insurance, you know, competition. That's key.
I agree.
But they won't do the easy steps because that would cut their funding from the insurance, big insurance. They wouldn't be getting the money from them for their political campaigns.
You're right.
It's maddening.
It is maddening, and it is all about what you just said, getting elected. Therefore, whoever is the surrounding people, that's the way the politician is going to blow because the people around them want to get elected, and that's their job, and that's what they're focused on, and they're feeding all that information to whoever the candidate is. John, as always, good call. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rolling along with a couple of different things. Very curious. Biggest raise anybody that you can remember that you've got in your lifetime. $115,000. Can you imagine? How awesome would that be? I always think that when I hear about the Goldman Sachs people that, yeah, they get these bonuses that aren't little baby bonuses. They're like a house in the Hamptons bonuses. Yeah, it's wild. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bonus you ever got. Maybe it wasn't money. Maybe it was something else. I had a friend that got a bonus from a big sports company where she got to take herself and somebody else to Hawaii, and they ultimately the trip ended at the Four Seasons, the whole thing. So instead of a financial bump, and it wouldn't have been $100,000, it would have been, you know, maybe $10,000. That's what she got. So at least she got something. But most people aren't getting that kind of stuff. Unless you work as a trader, you're a salesperson, you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, you work for a big firm. Still, there's still a lot of bonuses layered in there. But definitely in sales. Sales, for sure, there are a big chunk of bonuses that are listed along the way because that's called the incentive part of the deal. And you got to have the incentive if you have really good people. You just can't take everything from them. Although, as I say that, there's probably plenty of companies that do that. Richard is listening to us in California. Hi, Richard.
Yeah,
hey, Rich.
There.
Yeah,
hey,
we're
thanks
here.
Thanks for taking my call. Before I tell you what my bonus was, I'm a truck driver. I'm actually driving through here, beautiful Southern California.
Mm.
I need to comment on that caller who called in saying Dr. Paul is an isolationist, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. An isolationist is basically somebody who doesn't want to invade other countries due to staying out of their business. you know, protect our backyard, stay out of theirs. That's an isolationist, if I'm correct.
Right.
If Dr. Paul's argument is we don't have the money, which is factually true, to invade because we're going bankrupt, and if he's saying, you know, taking off the Islamic terrorism is going to make them angry more to attack us again, so there's our safety problem, and morally he doesn't think it's right to put men and women's lives and on the line getting killed, getting hurt, how does that make him an isolationist?
Well, because he's saying that he doesn't want any involvement in not just the Middle East, but he was saying in other places as well, because of what the reason you said, Richard, which does make sense. The reason he was saying it is because first of all, we don't have the money. That was his number one thing. You're absolutely right. So what Dr. Paul was saying is we can't do this because we can't even afford it. We can't even control our own borders. So
yeah, I don't remember his order or what his reason was, but you're right. These are the three reasons. But I'm sorry.
Right.
Go ahead. Continue. Yeah.
Right. So that was the main thing. So the problem is unless you think that really works, if we get into trouble and, you know, because we, you know this, we're the country that everybody leans on, and then sometimes they want to throw sand in our face, but we are the superpower, we're the country, we're the friend, and how much do the other allies come to help us eventually in the end, I guess remains to be seen. So
If I ask you, when that caller called him an isolationist, I took it from the way you responded that you kind of agreed with him.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if our money is an issue and he doesn't believe in killing folks and getting them injured for unnecessary wars and he thinks it's going to bring us more danger from people like Islamic terrorism, do you agree that he's an isolationist or do you understand why he wants to be careful and where he, you know, invades?
No, I understand why he wants to be careful when where he wants to invade, but you have to say that there's an isolationist tendency if he's saying not to go anywhere because I get the reason why we can't afford it, but if we completely shut that off, then that means
he's not saying that, but he's not saying don't do nothing and just stay at home and cross your fingers, hope nothing's happening. He didn't say that. He's just saying when it comes to countries like Iran, what are we going to do? You know, money, danger, and killing people. So, again, I don't mind if someone calls him an isolationist, but what are they basing this on? He never said don't do nothing.
Well, I heard him in one speech, I guess it was in one debate, he made it clear that it was like, no, we're shutting it down. We got to shut her down. So that's my definition of it. But you make a point. Maybe it's not exactly. I'm going to have him on my show when I'm down in Tampa. I don't even know. So I'll ask him that question. I'll talk to him about that because we're splitting hairs, but it's a big one. And how does he feel? I'll let him flush that out more.
Okay, can I say one last thing? Do I have one more thing here?
Yeah.
Let's just say on the chance that he's an isolationist, let's just play whatever advocate, he's an isolationist. What is the alternative here? Vote for someone like Mitt Romney or Bush or whoever who gives billions of dollars to Pakistan, which takes some of that money and kills Americans and non-Americans and innocent children and women and fathers, or calling Saudi Arabia an ally, another thing Republicans did. I mean, if your alternative is don't vote for an isolationist, do you want to vote for Republicans who give money to all these crazy countries and work with them? Pakistan is our friend.
Listen, I agree with you about the Middle East. I have never been on board with that. I've gotten a lot of flack, Richard, for saying that I thought we should have never been there in the first place because based on everything that's happened and the money we've spent and where's our war reparations anyway, and why should we take, he's right, why should we take why should we take these eager young people who want to serve, who are coming back with missing limbs for what? What's the cost of that?
I agree. It's a strange thing. You know, they don't want the isolation. It's fine. What's the alternative? You're going to keep giving our taxpayers to Pakistan? Does anyone study what goes on in Pakistan? I mean, they don't even know where all the money is going. Our troops, Pakistanis get killed, and the terrorist groups in Pakistan take our money, and it gets lost. And then their alternative is, well, we can't have an isolationist.
But listen to this, Richard. Let's take the step a step further. How do we elect presidents? It's based on what? A machine also behind the scenes, because you need to have X amount of people in your pocket, which is ridiculous. Like Mitt Romney. Was it a surprise to anybody that he ended up getting that he's going to get the nomination? No. We could have told you before any of those first debates, he was the, quotes, establishment guy, because he had money, he had people that owed him favors, and he was the guy. He was the guy that they were going with. So that seems odd in a way. I mean, isn't it? That's why I'm for, I'll tell you what, that's why I'm for in the election. I'm not even for the Electoral College anymore. I think that we should elect people on the popular vote.
Well, may I ask, or if you don't mind me asking, are you registered with any political party?
Yes, I'm an independent.
There you go. That's one step in the right direction. Instead of just keep voting for the same people, why not try something new? I mean, you asked, what else do we do? If you're going to keep voting for the same people over and over again, don't be surprised if they keep giving you the same problems over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's why, you know, maybe it ends up that I say this all the time, maybe it ends up that we have a third party that eventually, I think eventually.
Well, hold on. If we have a third party, you're going to vote for an isolationist? I mean, this is the logic that I'm hearing from people. It's either, you know, they have to agree with everything or don't vote for the third party and keep voting for the Republican and Democrat. I just, it's rather confusing. I listen to many people give a pass to a country like Pakistan, who I don't mean to keep shredding on them, but if anyone studies this country, they literally take our money, and they don't know where all the money goes, and it goes to terrorist groups, we all know that, which kills people. And
right.
Then I have these Republicans basically saying, well, they're our friend, they help us, so we're going to give that a pass. We're fighting terrorism, and then we're letting them kill us. Does that make any sense to you? And then
yeah.
They don't want to vote for the isolationists.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense on the Middle East thing at all. I agree 100%. Richard, thanks for the conversation. The Middle East, question mark, I call it the chessboard, the moves on the chessboard never made a lot of sense to me. And especially the throwing in Saudi Arabia in there and then thinking of the terrorists, the guys who flew the planes into the World Trade Center, into the field in Shanksville and Pentagon, you know, what was the origin and of, you know, where they came from and where some of the initial meetings took place and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is this. There are lots of Ron Paul supporters, but not enough. And in this country, you have to have the people behind you, whether it's the machine and the people, you know, whoever it is. So Mitt Romney had the backing. He had the most backing. He was going to be the guy. And there are many Republican ideals that I embrace, and some of those ideas, I think, are starting to go by the boards, and to me that's scary, the bigger government versus smaller government. Absolutely, to me, the government and the GSA is proof of it. It's just too bloated, and there are areas that could be cut in half. I'm not saying we don't need any government, but a much smaller government. And it's not getting elected president isn't just based on foreign policy, but it is a chunk of it, if that's what you're standing on. And he was completely different from everybody else that was running, if you remember all of the debates. And for some, this was absolutely Paul's Achilles heel. But more than that, he didn't have the backing of his party. He's a Republican. He could have gone libertarian. He has libertarian ideas, and he's about liberty. But he didn't have the backing of the Republicans for some of what they felt was his off-the-reservation stances. And so that was it. Open and shut. And there weren't enough people that came out and voted for him. So where were all the people for all of the supporters? Where were all the people that were going to push Ron Paul over the top? That was a problem. Stay with us. We're heading for the final turn.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
I'm going to mix in a whole bunch of stuff because there's some craziness going on, and I'll try to hit some of the high points or the low points. And the question of Ron Paul and being an isolationist is a good one, because there was a lot written on this. When we are taking the show, we're to the Republican convention, so we'll be in Tampa, and I'm supposed to talk to Dr. Paul there, and I will definitely talk to him about this. If you remember, a lot of this was launched after the debates. So the idea of, you know, Paul has said many times, we are a nation known to start war, and we feel compelled to do that because, as he said, it's our insecurity that we have to go over and attack countries to maintain our empire. So, you know, those words right there would get you down the path of isolationism. So it's an interesting question. Foreign policy, to be sure, is nothing like it was back in the founding father days. But clearly, in this country, where we really have a problem is with the economics of everything that we're doing, the absolutely ridiculous deficit of $16 trillion, and where are we getting that money from? In fact, one of the things that is the worst tug of war at the Capitol and at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, just a complete time waster, is over the Bush tax cuts. And they're going to expire in January. And are we going to dive off the fiscal cliff? So the House today approves the GOP plan to maintain tax rates for all after saying no to the Democratic plan. Here's Congressman Charles Bass, a Republican from New Hampshire.
The yeas are 256, the nays are 171, the bill is passed.
But the problem is, it's going nowhere. Obama is signing nothing that doesn't say if you make over $250,000, you're paying for the deficits. Your tax rate is going up higher. It is not going to stay. You're not going to be part of this package. And he's not going to move from that, because this is part of what he's telling people when he's campaigning. In fact, here's what he said today in Ohio.
They've got a basic theory I call it top-down economics. Ohio, we do not need more tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. We need tax cuts for working Americans.
All right. That means get ready to jump off the cliff with the rest of us come January. Excuse me. But the thing here is, it's not that it's something that we didn't know. We've been dealing with these Band-Aids for a very long time. This is the problem with the people that we elect. It's the same old thing. We're on the same merry-go-round, and we just can't get off of it. Until more people start to demand more from politicians. You know, talking about the bonuses of the GSA, how about tying bonuses or raises of the politicians to what they do, like how many bills they're voting on? How about reading bills? Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, that was one of the things that we talked to him about before he was even elected. He talked about the waiting period of actually absorbing a bill and getting to read it instead of all the aides reading it. You know, health care, over 2,700 pages. Really, honestly, how many politicians... It's the asbestos. How many politicians can claim that they read that whole bill? Not very many. And that is a huge, huge problem. That's part of the problem with our government. All right, let's move on to athletes and the summer Olympics. That cough button. And who's doing what in the Summer Olympics? Well, we can tell you this. When it comes to the actual medal count, the medal count is China ahead 30-29. And when it comes to gold, they're also just a tad ahead of us as well. However, Americans are starting to catch up in the pool, especially. The United States is doing well. We had a couple of big events on day five, and one of them was the women who were in the relay, and the final leg was a brilliant one by Allison Schmidt, who just swam her heart out and ended up as that final leg in the four-woman team, claiming the gold. So you have 17-year-old Missy Franklin. She picks up another gold medal. You have Dana Vollmer, this is Team USA, picks up her second gold. You have Shannon Vreeland, who also picks up a gold medal. And that relay was wonderful to see. The Australians were pressing, but not quite enough. As for some of the other medals, I think one of the big things that we're going to see coming up in this next day or two is Ryan Loci and Michael Phelps, two Americans, actually vying against each other for a medal. And we know that Phelps already now has 19, making him the most decorated, most medal-winning Olympic athlete, period. So good for him. And there's still more time to add to the loot. You have to think that you're seeing him in his last Olympics. It would have to be. But we're going to see more pool haul for sure. They're going to be hauling in more medals, the Americans are. Danelle Lavia is a name that you probably don't know. I'm saying this name and you're like, who's Danelle Lavia? He's one of the American gymnasts where the gymnast had such a hard time. He ended up being 17th in the individual, but did the parallel bars and won a bronze medal, which bronze was brilliant with the way the guys on the Olympic team have struggled, where they're dismounting and getting points off incorrectly, and there are just so many mistakes. So the fact that he ended up with a bronze was an amazing thing to see, and of course it added to our count. He added to the overall count, which I said was 29. There is a curiosity as to who is third. Got a couple of emails about that because I keep talking about China and the U.S. Japan is third. They have 17. I have to give credit to another American. Nathan Adrian of the United States won the men's 100-meter freestyle. Again, this is a pool thing, by a very teeny tiny margin. It's hitting the wall just in the nick of time. That's what he did. So that accounted, besides the women in the 4x200 relay, that accounted for another gold medal in the pool. You have to think that Venus Williams, or Serena Williams, has a good chance, rather, to end up with a medal for the U.S. She's in the quarterfinals on the tennis side of things. There's only one American male left. His name is John Isner, and he's playing his heart out. I would love to see him catch a medal. Wouldn't that be terrific? And then there was one other big moment, certainly. Rebecca Soni of the United States set a world record in the 200-meter breaststroke semifinals at the games on Wednesday. So much more to come, because it's only the fifth day. And I tell you this because many of you might have missed out, but we had a medal count contest where you could claim all the loot from America tonight if you had the overall total. I said 108. Jose in Kentucky thought that it would be closer to 110. Ray in Missouri likes 102. Rick in Illinois thought 92 medals. We'll see. Still have a lot of time left in London. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. And thanks to Donovan for his fine work on the technicals. Woohoo!
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.